This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. Hi, everybody. I'm Amber. And today, my gorgeous and fabulous co-host is Ms. Marissa Auxilio. She is a fragrance expert from Euro Perfumes. She's going to tell us all about that. But today, we're really talking about how to find a scent that sets you apart. So if you love Beyoncé's new fragrance and that's what you want, all the more power to you. But if you're looking to find a real signature scent that might be a little bit different, maybe you're looking for something that you want to wear occasionally, like your fragrance wardrobe, Marissa is going to help us out. Thank you so much and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amber. I love that segue. It is all about building out your fragrance wardrobe these days. So I'm hoping I can call out some really cool alternatives for you today that might pique your interest.
I love that. Now, by the way, I'm laughing because we hopped on and you're all in white. I'm all in black. Where are you right now?
Sure. I am in Chatham, New Jersey in my home office. So how about yourself?
I'm in Manhattan. So I was going to say, are you on like the West Coast because you look so sunny and bright? Meanwhile, I'm like, it's still not 80 degrees out here in New York, but
I'm just like dressing for spring so that it starts to feel like spring.
You know what? Will it manifest it? Like that. I love that. So yeah. Okay. So we're neighbors. Okay, great. I love it. You're just over across the river in Jersey. I mean, your house is beautiful.
Thank you, my dear. I did set it up for you, especially today. So I'm glad you like it.
I love the peonies. By the way, it's peony season right now. I don't know if those are real peonies.
Yes, they certainly are. These are fresh.
I love peonies. They're so beautiful and like so delicate and tough to get.
I've got a peony fragrance to talk to you about today. So I'm glad that you're a fan.
So we're going to get into this now. I mean, I find, you know, this idea of like a signature scent is so wonderful. And I was talking to somebody the other day, scent memory is one of our most powerful and pervasive memories. I walked into a building that my parents owned. So I lived there until just when I was a baby, but the second I walked into the building, I knew the scent. I don't remember anything about that. That scent was so powerful. And I know that people just relate something. If you smell something, sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, that scent is my best friend or my mom or my first boyfriend. It's just an incredibly powerful tool, but there's so many to choose from.
That's right. You know,
and I feel like different scents can smell so different on other people. So before we get into some of the alternatives, like how do you even approach finding a scent that you like?
Absolutely. So I do think you have to kind of sometimes ask yourself first, why do I want this fragrance? Where do I want to wear it? And what do I want to feel when I'm wearing it? So to your point, I recently heard somebody say they were entering the next chapter of their life. They felt like they had graduated in their career and their love life and all these good things. And they said they commemorated that with a new fragrance. And I kind of love that thought of having chapters of your life and a fragrance for each. But ultimately, I'm a huge person who just likes to build your fragrance wardrobe because we don't wear the same outfit every day. Why on earth would we wear the same fragrance? So it should certainly match your mood and occasion. So where I like to start is say, where do I want to wear this? So if I feel like I'm lacking something for date night, let's say, you're going to want to go for something traditionally, maybe a little more smoky, edgy, woody, nighttime and sexy. But then you're going to need something for the office. So you're going to need something a little lighter, maybe citrus, thinking about your audience and how you want to be perceived.
You know, that's so funny too, because I think like when we're younger, I mean, I know for me, it was like, my first was like vanilla, right? Yeah. Now it's like that sickeningly sweet vanilla, but like, you know, in your teenage years, like, you know, in your early 20s, then it was Angel. Everybody was wearing Angel. Yeah. And I loved that. And yeah. I have to say it was about 10 years ago, maybe a little less, actually less than 10 years, about 6 years ago. Thierry Mugler. I always pronounce his name wrong. Thierry
Mugler. And he just passed 2 months ago.
I know. It's so sad. I mean, he had launched a new, I think it was Angel Muse, and it was just that elevated. And I fell in love with it. Like I bought a bottle. I don't know if I'll get it again, but it was that beautiful. It reminded me of like my youth, but it was slightly elevated.
Well, you're not alone because I think it was Coverture just came out with a article about now that he's passed, he really put this category called gourmand on the map with Angel, which means yummy fragrances that you almost like, you're like, I want to eat that. It smells so delicious.
It's like a chocolate bar. Yeah.
Yeah. And basically now everyone who wore that has kind of grown up and we want something not as cloyingly sweet as you said. So there's all these alternatives now to getting that gourmand twist without it smelling like candy.
You know, exactly. Although, you know, who doesn't want to smell good enough to eat? I will say, I do find though that this idea of a fragrance wardrobe is a fairly new thing. You know, I think about 10, 20 years ago, people used to have one fragrance and that was your signature scent. What do you think it is that sort of changed that for us?
Yeah, I think a big part of it's probably confidence in our self-expression, right? So people are not afraid to change up their look. So, you know, Monday 9 to 5, I'm typically in a blazer, but then on the weekends, you're going to catch me in my jeans and my t-shirt. So I think that just as I said earlier, it's very important that your fragrance really is the first thing someone receives from you upon entering a room. They smell your fragrance sometimes before they see you. So you want that to match the aesthetic and the personality that you're bringing to the table. So I think it all comes down to the confidence and self-expression. And more recently with the pandemic, we found all of these interesting properties about mood boosting, you know, components and people wanting to feel happier. So they put on a happy fragrance. So that's also a big play.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned like on date night, you want something like a little more sultry, you know, whereas you're going out partying with your girlfriends, you might want something that's like a little bit lighter. So are there ways now you work, tell us about Euro Perfumes.
Yeah. So Euro Perfumes is a business to business distribution company. We look to other parts of the world and say, what are the best brands out there? Let's build a portfolio and make sure that we cover each of the trends that are happening right now. We bring them to the US and we place them in the best retail channels for them so that the consumers have this, you know, curated assortment of what's out there in the world, which is fun. And then more recently, we have actually acquired our own brand called Commodity, which I'll definitely tell you about today. And that is an interesting brand that we will get to.
You know, going back to this idea of how powerful scent is, when you were talking about this, now every hotel that you go into has a signature scent. They are pumping it through the lobby. Some are good, some are not so good. I do feel like scent has really become that other tool in our arsenal to really set a mood and experience. I will say, I don't want to be, disagreeable, but I do think if somebody can smell you before they can see you, Maybe we should put a little less on.
It's particular. It's not for everybody. And to your point, yeah, I mean, you better wear something that the people like. If like a hotel lobby, right. You know, my goodness. And just the memory component you spoke of. So one of my favorite things is to help brides find their wedding day fragrance because wow, like what a memory, right? So I often will recommend that they maybe wear something that they've never worn before on that day. And then that will always be the memory that they have, you know, locked in. So highly recommend that, ladies that are listening.
I am trying right now to remember what I wore on my wedding day. You know what? I'll ask my husband. We'll put him to the test later and see if he remembers. So when it comes to some of these alternative fragrances, right? Because we know you can go into, a Macy's, a Neiman's, a Saks, you can try them all on. And I do think it's important to be able to try certain ones on. But when you're looking for that sort of unique alternative fragrance, like where do we even begin to search for those?
Yeah. I mean, you can go to the Mecca, like the source of the stores we work very closely with, like Lucky Scent, Twisted Lily. These are really artisanal perfumeries that live online, have tons of reviews for you, offer samples for purchase, which is huge. You want to try before you buy, especially when you're breaking into a new category. So those would be the really like specific ones, I would say. But even now, in the past couple of years, we've worked very closely with Blue Mercury, Sephora, Anthropology in this transition of them saying, hey, we want that special stuff too. We don't just want these commercial designer brands that have been available. So you'd be surprised in some of your local beauty stores that you can get something very unique.
I absolutely love it. So what are some of these alternatives that you really were teasing me about before the show?
Yeah. So I think we should start with Peony Pop because you love peonies and you seemed excited when I told you that this fragrance moisturizes your skin, which is amazing.
Because most people don't realize, I'm going to stop you. A lot of perfumes are heavy in alcohol. And one of the things I remember from my youth, my grandmother used to tell me never spray it right on here because it can be drying.
That's exactly right. So people don't know that. And better yet, so many people spray their fragrance in their hair because they know it's longer lasting. They want to whip their hair back and forth and get that smell going, but it's drying. So Peony Pop, I love for so many reasons, but the founders of this brand, John and Clara Malloy, they're a husband and wife duo out of Paris. And they already have two amazing globally renowned fragrance houses that go for like 300 and upwards a bottle. And their youngest daughter one day was yelling at their father, John, and said, "Why are you keeping the water running when you brush your teeth? Like, that's not good for the environment." And he was like, "You know what? Like, we need to make a third brand, and it needs to be more sustainable. It needs to be more conscious, better intentions." So they came out with Hermetica Paris, and they did just that. So you've got recycled glass, you've got alcohol-free, all sustainable ingredients, and it's $100. And when I tell you, because it is alcohol-free and they replace that base with a moisturizing technology, it lasts for like 12 hours. So you're getting an insane value with this brand. So this is great for people who are worried about drying, want the versatility of spraying it in their hair. But ultimately, I think someone who likes a good bang for their buck. Right. So this is Peony Pop. This is what I was telling you about. And this is perfect for right now because I call it spring in a bottle because it's just like so incredibly uplifting, a sweet, sweet floral. And I always like to kind of show people that it wears like a serum on your skin. You actually rub it in and it's crazy, crazy moisturizing, which what other perfume can you do that with? Like,
none. No,
that's really cool.
That is very cool. Do you know what that hydrating base is?
It's called Innocent. It is a patented moisturizing base that they spent 3 years making actually.
Okay.
And if you're interested in learning more, the brand does have a discovery kit where you can try their best sellers, which I just highly recommend because like, you know, why invest in a bottle until you know you love something? So there's so many great ones. Something that you said earlier, I thought you might like, there's one called Vanny Night and it's what I call a sophisticated mature vanilla. And there's nothing candy about it, but it's like a sexy mature vanilla.
I also love, which I thought is bergamot, but it's bergamot. I learned today.
Yeah. It's spelled different. You're like, wait a second. Yeah.
Is that correct? Bergamot?
You still say bergamot, but it is spelled a little differently than you would think.
Okay. Got it. That is like my consistent favorite. Whenever somebody's like, this is like, has notes of this. I'm like, I will absolutely adore that.
Like citrus, fresh fragrances.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting too, with those sampler packs, look, travel is coming back, you know, those little perfumes to have in, you know, I will try to keep one of them in all, like whenever I get a sample, I throw it in a purse. Cause you never know when you're going to be somewhere where it's like, maybe you were at a restaurant and it was really heavy garlic and you're like, let me up, throw them in your beach bag. Right. When you're hot and sweaty, there's nothing like dabbing like a little bit of perfume on to make you feel like fresh and clean and neat. So I also like those, not only to get to try before you buy the big one, but also to have, you know, access to a lot of little ones that you can stick everywhere.
That's so smart. And then, you know, something else you were talking about earlier, you were saying, you know, no one should really smell you before you come into the room, right? So that comment is a great segue for me to tell you about Commodity, which is a brand that I am working very closely with and is near and dear to me. But look at this discovery kit. I mean, it's like wow factor.
Very cool.
Fragrances in here.
We match.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Commodity has this insane expiration kit, but I like to show it to you because basically it's showing you, wait a second, why is there three moss fragrances? So it's moss, moss, moss. There's three of everything. The reason is because Commodity, the founder of Vegan Arslanian, who happens to be my boss, had this great idea to make three variations of every perfume. So he's saying there are people that want the room to smell them before they arrive. And then there's people who only want maybe their husband when he's literally kissing your neck to smell you. So now you can decide, you could say, I love this fragrance, but I want to choose my concentration and projection.
Oh, how cool. Great. Very, very cool.
Yeah. So it's been really fun, but ultimately there's three variations to suit your persona that night, I would say. So there is personal, there is expressive, and there is bold. So if you're bold, you're looking for this bravado element that you're like, oh no, everyone should smell me. And
gotcha.
If it's personal, it is what we call a skin scent, which is very trending right now. I would recommend Paper Personal or Paper Minus, as we would call. This is kind of like an ethereal second skin that is beautiful on its own and also layers lovely with any other fragrance in your wardrobe.
You know, I'm going to take back too. It's like one thing, if I smell you from across the room, I don't want to taste you. So if you have so much on that I can physically taste it, and like,
listen,
I know you grew up in Jersey. I love you Jersey boys, but like, you know, some of those guys who would walk into a club and it was like,
you're choking on their Axe spray that lingers.
Yeah, you know. Uh-huh. Okay. Gotcha. Oh, but I love that idea. So it's like, if you want something very soft and subtle, and I don't think I've never heard of any other perfume line doing that.
Oh no, no, this is like truly innovative. And it just ties into also what's going on right now with like freedom of expression, right? So many of the French perfume houses will say, you know, men's or women's on it. It'll say eau de parfum, eau de toilette, a lot of words we don't understand necessarily, and maybe labels that aren't appropriate. Like I have all these fragrances that say homme on the bottle, which means for men, but I like them. So with commodity, right, we've stripped all of the labels and all of the jargon, and we wanted to make it very consumer centric and suitable to whoever gravitates towards what works for them.
Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah. I mean, I feel like these days it's like everything can be unisex.
Yeah.
Do you remember CK1 was like the first pioneer
of that?
Which for some reason to me always smelled like, if you, again, scent memory, if you open a box of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes,
oh my
that
God.
Initial scent to me is exactly what CK1 smells like. Don't know
how
why.
Funny. Yeah.
I know, it was a weird connection.
It's still out there. People are still wearing it. So.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, but okay, cool. So I like that. I like this idea of projection, which is something that people might not be thinking of. I know a lot of people would be like, well, I'm just going to wear the scented body lotion because maybe it's not as strong, but you're actually saying we now have this fragrance line that you get to choose the strength and you've really simplified that for us.
Exactly.
What is, you show that beautiful exploration pack. What does that go for?
Yeah. So this is $38, and I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you a little industry secret because it's quite interesting. And if you're not seeing this, it's huge. It's huge. It's impactful. It's a beautiful gift. No one's making money on these. They are a great value for a reason. We want you to try before you invest. We want you to love it. So this is not a money-making tool. That's why they're priced so well. So they're such a great gift. And to your point, even if you've invested in the full-size bottle, get the discovery kit, throw them in your travel bag, your handbag. They're just fun to use.
Wonderful to go. Are those meant for layering on top? No. They're like kind of individual, right? You're not going to like layer the paper and the moss.
They are individual, but what I say, what I try to really drive home the concept, right, is if, let's say you fall in love with Milk, which is currently our number one selling fragrance and our newest fragrance at that, there's Milk in 3 variations. And I say, picture your day, right? So when I go to the office, I'm going to be wearing Milk Personal. And then when it's time to get dinner with my girlfriends, I'm going to be wearing Milk Expressive. And then Saturday night when I'm out with my husband, I will be wearing Milk Plus. So that's the kind of evolution of, you can certainly own all 3. They'll just have a different purpose.
Oh, I love that. And for $38, you could get that and have, you know, I love that. That's so, so wonderful. There's how many perfumes are in there? It looks like
18.
All right. You're set. I love this. Yeah. And, you know, we're coming up on like, what fun ideas to give your bridesmaids, right? To give your Mother's Day is going to be around the corner. So these are wonderful gifts that you can be giving to people. So super impressive. Speaking of mothers, you mentioned one that was like good for, was it new mothers or pregnant mothers?
Yeah. So new and expecting moms, both.
Okay.
So this is a brand called Abel. It is a female owned brand based in Amsterdam. And the owner, Frances, she was pregnant at the time and she had just moved to Amsterdam and she was looking for clean alternatives in her beauty regime. And she had no problem with the makeup and the skincare. But when it came to fragrance, there was nothing. And she was like, oh, this is a problem. So she teamed up with a master perfumer and she said, let's do this. And in that process, they created a whole range of beautiful all natural perfumes. And then she took it one step further and she said, I really want something for the moms because I went through that and there was nothing for me. So they came up with something called Nurture. And this is a collaboration with Grey Label, which is an organic children's wear line. And essentially it's aromatherapy in a bottle. So it has all these properties like anti-nausea, calming, energy, based on the notes that they put in there. I have never been, nor am I now pregnant, but let me tell you about my 3rd bottle, because who doesn't want to be energized, calm?
Yeah.
You know, I use it as a pillow spray.
Yeah.
I This is like, if you like essential oils, you're going to love this fragrance. It's for everybody is my point, but what a great Mother's Day gift. What a great expecting mother's gift, baby shower, you name it.
I love that. And so what are some of the notes? Like if you listen, I wish we had smell-o-vision. I say it all the time because it is so hard, but if you were to describe it, how would you describe it?
So it's got bergamot, which you love. So
okay.
It's got that citrus note, which is the energizing bit. It's got ginger, which is going to help with anti-nausea. And it's got lavender, which is going to help with calming.
It's
really
delicious.
Multifaceted. It's truly got, you won't be able to describe it, I would say, but it has an absolute effect on you, which is why people go through so many bottles of this.
That's amazing. By the way, and this is going to be a weird sort of personal, but for people who've listened before, I did a number of rounds of IVF, which didn't work. Another story for another time. But when I went in for the retrieval, which is a surgery, the nurses who I just loved, they had two Sempex. One of them was citrus and one of them was lavender. And they they attached them to you so that you are your most calm because you can't wear any perfume because when they're in there, you know, and they're going into your ovaries, they don't want any scent. So this is approved hospital approved scent that you can wear, but they were like, we really find it calms. So yeah, going back to the ways that scent is so powerful. Isn't that great? Yeah.
Oh my God.
I always went for the lavender because I was like, just knock me out. You know, as I'm getting knocked out, like, let me get knocked out. And now, you know, let's go for it. But okay.
Well,
so
there
great.
You go. There's wonderful science behind it.
There's science behind it. And support for it. And, I love that there's something for expecting mothers because it is so hard. I know a lot of my friends have been like, I'm so afraid to use things. And also you mentioned, you know, a lot of these, what I find, and maybe there's been a shift, but a lot of the initial clean, natural, organic were a lot of, oils. So roll on oil. So it's really nice to see, which I don't love that all the time. I really like to see that in a nice perfume sort of format.
Yeah, we feel like, you know, very much for us, it's always important that we want to cater to these new trends of sustainability and clean and whatnot. But for at least for our portfolio, the luxury aspect has to be there because I think perfume is a luxury purchase and you want it still to look beautiful and have chic packaging.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that they've continued to work with master perfumers, which there's only like 50 in the world. So these are really quality products.
There's a place on Madison Avenue where you can go and blend your own perfume. And I'm like, I think it would be so overwhelming.
It's easier said than done. It's definitely not easy.
I think it'd be so overwhelmed. And then after you smell like the first five things, and I know they give you sometimes what, coffee beans in between.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's to me, I'm like, that looks like a headache. So my husband was like, oh, do you want me to buy you a bottle of custom perfume and you can go and do this? And I'm like, probably it costs $1,000 because it's on Madison Avenue. And well, it does sound lovely. Like I'd be worried that I'd walk out of there with like the worst concoction ever.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's better left to the experts in my
opinion.
You
know, we'll leave it to the noses.
Exactly.
Okay. What else? So what else do we have sort of going on this line of like really sort of unique and different?
Yeah. So I would say, I think it's important to talk about Juliet Has a Gun if we're going to talk about unique and different and niche. So this is a brand created by Romano Ricci, who is the great grandson of fashion designer Nina Ricci. Okay. And he created this brand probably like 12 years ago now, but it was 10 years ago that he came out with Not a Perfume, which is still his number one seller today. It is one of the number one sellers in Sephora and around the world.
I was gonna say, I feel like I've seen that one in Sephora. Okay, gotcha.
It's in every Sephora. So if you have a Sephora, guys, go check this out. It's very important that you put it on your skin. So this fragrance is called Not a Perfume because it is just one ingredient. Other perfumes are like 50 or 100 or more ingredients. This is one. So he was in the lab working with his perfumer when he smelt an ingredient called Cetalox, which is usually used in the base notes of other perfumes to create like longevity, power, freshness. He was like, oh no, that needs nothing else. Bottle it up. And he came up with Not a Perfume. And the thing that's so cool about this fragrance is that it only comes to life on your skin. So if you spray it on like a scent strip, you're not going to smell anything. So put it on your skin, walk around and like just be prepared for compliments because it's this really interesting effect that is this like almost smells like just like your skin, but better. Like you just showered and you're just super clean, maybe a little woody, but it's one of a kind and like should be in every fragrance wardrobe in my opinion.
I love that. Okay, cool. And what a great tip, because I feel like everybody's always spraying on those little pieces of paper. And again, after two of them, I have a headache and I'm like, let me get out of here. But good to know that that one, what was it? Cetalox?
It's called Cetalox, but the fragrance itself is called Not a Perfume. And this is allergen free. This is like the ideal fragrance for people who get headaches from perfume. Okay. This will not have that effect. This layers beautifully with other perfumes and is unisex, I would say.
Great. Anything else that we have here? I feel like we've got a nice fleshed out wardrobe already.
I feel really good about this. Those were like the really standout ones that I feel like you maybe haven't heard of. But you know, if somebody, I won't go into them, but if you're looking for something more luxury, I would say, you know, check out Maison Francis Kirkchin if you have not already. If you haven't heard of that name, you've probably heard of his best-selling fragrance, Baccarat Rouge 540, which is like hugely popular on TikTok and the rest of the world. And then another one I would check out is Wilhelm Parfumerie. They are this bright, beautiful yellow brand with kind of this vintage glamour feel going on. You can find these at Blue Mercury's. So those are just two of the more luxury brands that you can check out and enjoy.
I love that. And any tips for, like you said, when we're going to try things on, do you in general recommend spraying it on yourself? Like if you, after you sprayed it on the paper, if you find one that you like, put it on your body.
100%. So spray it on paper first, just you're not spraying yourself with something you totally hate, but then put it on your skin and do it once around the store because things evolve. They need just a couple of minutes to dry down. And it's unbelievable how different something can smell on you versus the person next to you. And again, it's scientific to the color of your skin, the texture of your skin, the things you eat. All of that plays into why it will smell different on each of us. So make sure you smell it on yourself and you love how it smells on you.
You know what? And one more thing, and I hate to put you on the spot. How long would you say, and I mean, maybe it's different based on the perfume, but what is the shelf life or when is it, when should we know that a perfume is like maybe not so good anymore?
Sure. So there's a couple of best practices with that. One is keeping it in a temperature controlled space. So
not your bathroom.
In your bathroom, don't put it in your car, keep it in your bedroom, out of the sunlight, out of the windows. Number one. Number two is once the bottle gets to like, it's just a little bit left, people start to be like, oh, I'm going to save it. I don't want to waste it. Once there's all that air in the bottle, oxidation begins and it's going to go rancid. So those are the two things to avoid. But while the bottle is full and stored properly, it should have no problem lasting you 3 years at a minimum, actually.
Right.
So they have a fairly long shelf life if they're managed properly.
But what a fabulous tip. Don't save it at the bottom because you're actually just going to do yourself more harm. It will go rancid even faster. Wow. Exactly. That is an awesome tip, Marissa. Thank you.
Because
I know
so
there's so many of us who are probably like, oh my God, I want every last drop. No. You know what we say? It's the same thing for like, you have that fabulous pair of shoes that you're like, I'm never going to wear. I'm going to save for, no, wear the shoes, wear the jewelry, buy the nice flowers, buy the peonies.
You're going to use it or lose it the whole bit, you know.
And wear the perfume. Marissa, I want to thank you so much for coming on here. I think it's so interesting to be introduced to things that we might not know about. If people want to know more about maybe some of the brands that you talked about, where can they go?
Yeah, I mean, you can first of all always connect with me on LinkedIn if you're, you know, looking for information at Marissa Osiello. But otherwise, you can follow along on our Instagram, Euro Perfumes Official. And maybe if they DM you, you can forward any questions my way.
Absolutely. You guys know, you hear me every week say this. If you have any questions you want me to pass on to Marissa, I'm happy to do so. You can email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find me on Facebook, social, Instagram, and right here on YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me. This was a treat.
And I'm actually going to change up this week because I always say we'll see you next Tuesday, but maybe we'll smell you next Tuesday.
Just yes, I love it.
Bye.
Bye.